He said, verse 5, in peace, I have come to sacrifice to Yahweh. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. He also consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they entered, he looked at Eliab and thought, surely Yahweh's anointed is before him. So even Samuel, who was a really firm prophet of Yahweh's, he saw Eliab, who was the firstborn of Jesse, and he sees him, undoubtedly, he's this big fellow, this big soldier type, right? Because we learn in chapter 17 that by that time he's in the army, so he's obviously a strapping guy, right? And Samuel looks at him and says, surely this is the one that Yahweh has chosen. That's interesting that Samuel should have reacted that way. And this is the comment I was going to make earlier, that this is the way Israel had reacted to Saul when they first saw him. You know, Saul was a very tall fellow. And when people started clamoring to Saul, to Samuel, they said, we want a king, as the nations do. Rather than be judged by you through, you know, for behalf of Yahweh, we want an actual king. The people picked, of course, they didn't pick him. Yahweh just selected him. But the people, he picked someone that they would favor, was a really tall fella. But yet, Yahweh's main interest with Saul was not his height, but it was his heart. And at that time, we learned that Saul went and he hid among the baggage when they went to anoint him king, because he was reluctant to do it because he was so modest and humble. But then, again, his heart shifted, and then Yahweh could no longer use him. But my point is that Saul, what Yahweh looked at from the beginning with Saul, of Saul, was his heart, his humility, and not his height. And in this case, Samuel looks and he sees Eliab and he says, this is him. It has to be him. This big fella here. Surely Yahweh's anointed is before him. Verse 7, but Yahweh said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Yahweh sees not as man sees. For Elohim sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks at the heart. And I think it's rather interesting, and of course we know in this chapter that David is the one that is selected to be king. And I think it's interesting that immediately following this chapter 16 and 17, you have a situation where you're going to see exactly that. How is David going to react to this big fella? This is a big fella here. The scripture describes him as being about 9 feet tall. It says whose height was 6 cubits and a span. That translates to about 9 feet. And you know, some of you fellows here play basketball, right? The typical basket height is, if I'm not mistaken, 10 feet. Is that right? So you know what 10 feet is. Just take away 1 foot from that. This is a tall fella. So when David was, even before David, when Saul and his army were confronted with this fella, you can see why they'd be fearful of this person. And he's not only tall, but he's big. Okay, and then with all the armor that he has on him, he's a pretty imposing looking fella. So what's David? How's David going to react to this? Is David going to also react with the sight of his eyes? Let's continue, verse 8. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made his pass before Samuel. And he said, Yahweh has not chosen this one either. Next Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, Yahweh has not chosen this one either. Thus Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, Yahweh has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are these all the children? And he said, there remains yet the youngest, and behold, he is tending the sheep. Then Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. Now, it's interesting that when he told him to gather his sons, why didn't he get David from the get-go? This young guy tending the sheep? I don't think so. But he says, send and bring him. Now, he was ruddy, it says, verse 12, with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the spirit of Yahweh came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah. So they chose David. Yahweh chose David, rather. Because he saw something that men could not see. We don't know how tall David was, it doesn't say. We don't know how large he was. We don't even know what age he was. We know he was young, because Saul considers him a boy in chapter 17, you know, which probably meant that he was in his teens, late teens, maybe early 20s. That's traditionally what's thought of here. But we have no description whatsoever, other than the fact that he was a handsome person and ruddy, which probably is referring to his complexion. And we have no idea about his height, about how heavy he was, about why. Because it's not important. Because it's not relevant to the story. Because that attention, that detail was placed on Saul by the people, and it meant nothing ultimately. In this case, what was important, what was relevant, was that this person's heart was a heart that Yahweh could use. So let's go back now to chapter 17, and let's begin reading with verse 16. The Philistine came forward morning and evening for 40 days and took his stand. 40 days! And they're standing, taking this, every single day from this reprobate. 40 days. And of course, we all know that the number 40 in the scriptures seems to symbolize some sort of trial or testing or some probationary type of period here. And they're failing this test miserably. Miserably. What is Saul doing in the middle of this 40 days of taunting and mockery of his country and his Elohim?